It's time for this week's Mountain City Coach Show, a weekly visit with head coach Brian Messer as the Panthers come off a good, solid victory last week. Coach, come off a loss 2 weeks ago to Sacred Heart with another tough game with Stanbury last week. 36-18, the Panthers win. I'm guessing you and the kids feel pretty good about that one.
Yeah, I was really pleased with the way we came out. Early in the game, we kind of did the opposite of the Fall City game. We didn't finish well, but we really started well and got a good lead at halftime. So, yeah, it was really a positive sign, I think.
And I looked at the numbers and some of the stats from the game, and I see, again, it wasn't the one-man Lucas Shawong show he had. Looks like he had plenty of help last week.
That's right. We're starting to get some other people involved, and our line of scrimmage is starting to get things figured out as well. So we may have some other weapons.
Now we're about, what, well, four games into a 10-game season here for the regular season anyway. Give me Coach Messer's view on how things went through 4 weeks, if you're where you thought you would be and where you wanted to be.
I wouldn't say we've gotten to the point where I thought we would be, so far, but the growth I've seen in the last 2 weeks, really since the first quarter of the Sacred Heart game has really been encouraging, and I think maybe our improvement is really going to accelerate through the district play. That's what we're hoping for.
We'll be back and visit more with Coach Messer. We'll talk about this game this week with Worth County after this timeout on Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to our Mountain City Coaches Show as we continue our visit with head coach Brian Messer. The Panthers this week back at home after a trip over to Stanbury last week. Coach, that bunch of Tigers from Worth County are coming calling this week. I'm sure the Mountain City fans and the kids, they probably all kind of look at this game and circle on the calendar as this is one of them big games every year.
It sure is, and this will really be a test of where we are at this point and where we're going to have to improve to be able to compete, at a high level here at the end of the season.
Worth County is always a good football team, and gosh, this year they've got a young man in their backfield, I believe Eli Mullick. You just have to concentrate on stopping him, or they got plenty of other weapons you need to worry about?
Oh, they've got plenty of other talent, but, Eli will be the focus, and, he's enough by himself to really create a lot of problems for an eight-man defense. But they have a good quarterback, and they have good, they're just good overall, and they're well coached, and it's just going to be a game right now that we're going to, we might be a little overmatched at this point in the season, but it's going to give us an idea of where we're trying to get to.
You never put a thought of losing a football game into your team's head, I'm sure of that, but it's much like the Sacred Heart game. You want to play your hardest, and you want to do your best. And all those things, it's kind of like with Sacred Heart, that if you were to lose this game, it wouldn't hurt other than the pride, and you have a chance maybe to see him again later, either way, win or lose.
That's right, and I really, try to be very honest with the kids, and I've mentioned that we, our ultimate goal here right now is to get better. And so, regardless of the outcome of the game, we want to get in there and fight and really try to match up to a really quality team, and I think we can gain something, win or lose.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's about all you can really hope for, is just to get better as the season goes and stay injury-free, and it sounds like hopefully that's at least gone well to this point of the season.
Yep, so far so good on that. That's kind of crossing our fingers on this last, really, it'd be a physical game. And then we'll have, our schedule will be a little bit more in our favor from here on. So if we can get through this one healthy, it gives us a chance to get to the end of the season with everybody that we need.
Yeah, these last 2 weeks plus this week is about as tough a stretch as any eight-man team would want, isn't it, as your squad has faced?
I think so. I think our schedule really helps us determine early in the season what we need to work on, and then it makes us, you either get tougher or you get your brains kicked in, and that, we've been, I feel like we're growing in the toughness area and being a more physical team, so it's, the signs are positive at this point.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck Friday night with the Tigers.
Okay, thank you.
That's our Mountain City Coaches Show, brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust, by Golden Triangle Energy, Locamper Motors in Mountain City, and by Northwest Missouri Cellular.